senhora que criou o fio, e aí você fez a função de encurtar em jogos que você quer, mas para entender, para dar uma tecnologia, o que tem meio de adicionar os seus carros, para jogar mais rápido na frente, depois de $1 million em funding, to research how biofuels could reduce emissions in the aviation sector. The federal government is sending visas for Afghan nationals in support of Australia's mission in Afghanistan. More than 5,000 temporary humanitarian visas were issued in August when the Taliban seized power. But no permanent refugee settlement spots have been offered so far. Khalid Amiri fled Afghanistan in September and said it's wonderful to start a new life in Australia, and he's hoping more will be able to join him soon.
There's a big number of Afghans working back home. They are having a life full of danger. So I'm expecting that my family, including my elder brother and sister, will be back to school, and they will be granted the refugee visa by the government.
Chinese officials have refused to discuss whether missing Chinese player Peng Shuai is safe. Tennis star disappeared from public view after accusing a former Chinese leader of forcing her to have sex with him. An email supposedly from Ms. Peng, which retracts the allegations, has been sent to the Women's Tennis Association, claiming she's not missing but simply resting at home. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Jiang brushed aside questions about her.
Are there any other questions about Peng Shuai? Please ask them all at once. My reply is very simple. This is not a foreign affairs matter, and I am not aware of the relevant situation.
China says it stopped two boats delivering supplies to the Philippines military in the South China Sea because they'd entered Chinese waters without permission. The BBC's Michael Bristow reports it's the latest clash between the two countries in contested waters around the Trotting Thomas Shoal.
The Philippines is a small detachment of marines stationed on an old naval vessel that was deliberately run aground on the shoal. They're there to defend Philippine interests. Manila says three Chinese Coast Guard vessels use water tanks to prevent its boats delivering supplies to the soldiers. Beijing said its ships had taken action to defend its soldiers, and the Philippines was trespassing. 5 years ago, a UN tribunal ruled that the second Thomas Shoal was part of the Philippines' exclusive economic zone. But China's ignored the decision and continued to claim the area as its own.
A major bank is forecasting property prices will fall by 4% in 2023 due to higher interest rates. David Pope.
The ANZ Bank is forecasting average capital city house prices to fall in 2023. The bank shares affordability constraints are beginning to bite. The bank also expects the regulator APRA to ask the bank to further restrict lending and says higher fixed rates will combine to dampen demand for property. It says rising immigration may put upwards pressure on prices, but won't be enough to prevent prices falling. However, the ANZ forecasts prices will continue to rise next year by 6%.
24 aid workers have gone on trial in Greece, charged with espionage over their role in helping migrants who arrived by sea. The defendants work for a non-profit search and rescue group that operated on the island of Lesbos between 2016 and 2018. The prosecutors say their activities included illegally monitoring Coast Guard radio channels. That's the latest from ABC.
Your local source of national and international news, weather, and emergency information. We engage with audiences through both hand-wove and digital radio services.